Sydney versus Melbourne. I was going to say it's one of Australia's favourite debates, but I actually think it's only probably of interest to Sydney and Melbourne, if we're being honest about it. As a Sydney sider, I know where my allegiances lie, but we've had the results of the Time Out City Index come out yesterday, and it's throwing some, should we say, some shade on our sunny city. Now, on the line, hopefully, I have got Emma Joyce. She's Time Out Sydney editor. Emma, good morning.
Good morning. What's wrong with us Sydney siders? Why do we have so much hate for ourselves? That's what I have.
I don't know what it is. And Rose Johnson, acting editorial director, should be there as well. Rose, can you hear me?
Yes, good morning.
Oh, fantastic. Technical issues all figured out. This is great. Now, Rose, question for you. Results are in. What? How? Melbourne? Most? What do you mean the happiest city in Australia?
Yeah, so Melbourne came in at the world's happiest city. And the way that they ranked that in a few different ways, but one of them was that 89% of Melburnians said that they had felt happy in the last 24 hours. They also said 75% that they felt that there was always something to do or see and that they were constantly inspired by what was happening in Melbourne. So I think it's that sense of Melburnians feeling like spurred on by the idea that there's always something cool to explore, something new to discover, and I think that keeps people excited about living in their city.
Now, how big was the poll that you took?
So it was across 32 cities, and it was about 15,000 people, I believe.
15,000 people. And look, Rose, continuing with you, just tell us, who did top out as the most exciting city?
The most exciting city in the world was Chicago, and it actually took out that award for the second year in a row. Apparently, people in Chicago are the happiest about their food and drink scene. They just think it's the best in the world. They're also above average when it comes to affordability and city pride. So they're just a bunch of very proud, smug really.
Emma, where did Sydney come in? We didn't do well, did we?
We really didn't do well. It's embarrassing. It really is. So of 32 cities, we came 28th.
28th.
Yeah. You know, beating Dubai, Boston, Singapore and Istanbul. But then, you know, it's not like we're up there with Chicago and Melbourne, London. We kind of feel quite sad about ourselves. And do you know what? Only 37% of Sydneysiders had positive feelings towards their food and drink scene. And only 28% felt excited about Sydney's cultural offerings. So those are big markers of what people, how people felt about their cities and whether or not they had pride in where they lived. So one of the really interesting things to come out globally from the Time Out City Life Index is that even though there are elements to people's livability, like affordability, safetiness, friendliness, that go into making a city a great place to live, it's actually the cultural element that's more important and food and drink. Like the affordability and feeling safe weren't actually deal breakers when it came to loving where you live.
So, Emma, like when we're talking culture, I would have thought Sydney was fairly cultured. Where do you think we're falling down?
Oh, my. Like you're asking the Time Out Sydney editor. Like I've just published 45 things to do in February, and I'm excited about every single one of them. So not only is it Valentine's Day this month and Lunar New Year and Mardi Gras parties start, but, you know, you've got, like, Carriage Works Night Market, there's a new festival in Barangaroo, Twilight Taronga, Laneway this weekend, Tropfest, Coorie Gras, so many things to do. And these are just some of what makes up February. I feel like we have something cultural to do every single day of the year. But, you know, how does Rose feel in Melbourne? Does Sydney lack in comparison?
Good question,
no,
Rose.
I really don't believe that Sydney has less cultural offerings. I think it's something to do with the way that people perceive their city. And I don't know why Melburnians have this kind of more positive sense. I mean, it could partly be something that in the past Melburnians felt a little bit like an underdog in the Sydney versus Melbourne because everybody said, you know, Sydney's the most beautiful, all that kind of thing, which, let's be real, of course Sydney's more beautiful. But
thank you.
I think Melbourne, now that, you know, with things like lockouts in Sydney and that sort of thing, I think Melburnians have looked around the country and said, you know what, actually, we do have a pretty incredible city and there are constantly exciting things to do. And maybe Sydney-siders just don't appreciate what they have.
Emma, it's a good point.
One of the really big things is making friends, actually, which is where Melbourne topped. So making friends in your city is one of the major, major reasons why Melbourne's come fourth on this list.
Emma, are we just still feeling the fallout from the lockout laws?
It's possible. Yes, it's possible. And you're very right to say that because some of our highest numbers, some of the ways that Sydney-siders agreed with each other the most were when we were talking about whether or not we had been to a nightclub in the past year, whether or not we'd go to a bar in the past kind of week. And the numbers are okay for booze. We seem to be happy with our bars culture. So 49% said that they went to a bar in the last week, whereas there were 66% said that they had been to a nightclub in the last year or longer than 12 months ago. So, like, it's been a long time since we've enjoyed our midnight to 6 a.m., let's say.
It certainly has been, hasn't it? Look, Emma and Rose, we will leave it there. Thank you so much for that. I've just got, like, final question. Emma, is there anything actually wrong with being miserable? Are we just being, you know, castigated for just feeling the right way?
There are a few people sat around in our office, certainly my colleagues, who thought, you know, Melbourne, they just, they're friendly, they're lovely, we won't take that away from them. But Sydney-siders, maybe we're just hypercritical of ourselves, and maybe that's not a bad thing too. We'll push ourselves into new territories and find new ways of having fun.
There we go. If we can put a good spin on it, we will. Emma and Rose, thank you both so very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Emma and Rose from Time Out talking about that survey that has got everyone in a bit of a tizzy. Emma Joyce is, of course, the Sydney Time Out editor, and Rose Johnson is the acting editorial director of Time Out, calling in from Melbourne.